Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
That is from Rhett Miller's 2022 album, The Misfit. You can hear him reflecting on that old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And here he is explaining why he no longer believes that adage 30 plus years into his music career.
You see, when you're young, a world of open doors. And as you go through them, you see like fewer and fewer.
But he still considers himself lucky.
It's been a long and tricky journey, and I don't regret a minute of it in the end.
Rhett's journey continues this month with the release of a new album. So today we're revisiting that 2022 session. You'll hear a live performance, and we talk about that long and tricky journey. I'm Raina Duras. This is an Encore World Cafe.
KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Minnesota renters who use Section 8 housing vouchers or other subsidies now enjoy the same eviction protections as all other renters, thanks to a Minnesota Supreme Court decision filed last week. The decision reverses precedent set by the Court of Appeals in 1995. The Minnesota Reformer explains that landlords in Minnesota can evict tenants over lease violations like using drugs or committing other crimes. But if a landlord accepts a rent payment after finding out about a lease violation, they can't evict the tenant over that specific breach of the lease. In other words, by accepting a rent payment despite knowing about a lease violation, the landlord waives their right to evict. This protection did not apply to renters who received public subsidies, including Section 8 housing vouchers. The Minnesota Human Rights Act prohibits landlords from discriminating against tenants who receive rental assistance. The court decision brings case law in line with state statutes. In less than 100 days, Minnesota's new paid leave law takes effect. Labor and business groups are getting the word out so that employers and employees are prepared. The law was approved in 2023 with ongoing implementation efforts since then. Starting January 1st of next year, most workers can apply for up to 12 weeks of medical leave or 12 weeks of family leave. It's managed by the state with a payroll tax evenly split between the employer and employee to cover partial wage replacements for time off. Maureen Dunaway with the Minnesota Association of Professional Employees says that like unemployment insurance, these new guarantees will serve as a bridge during major life events.
An economy does better when the people that have to participate in that economy have the ability to keep it sustained. And, you know, that financial security reduces stress.
MAPE is putting out consistent messaging to its members so they know about qualifying events and other details. While the law is celebrated for improving worker stability, skeptics worry about administrative burdens for small firms. Lauren Schotthorst with the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce says they recognize the importance of paid leave but still prefer private sector solutions. She says the pending changes follow several other new employment laws, putting extra pressure on smaller businesses focused on scaling up.
It's been a real big compliance challenge across the board. This is another one. It's one of the final ones over the past 3 years, and we want to make sure businesses recognize it's going into effect and how close they are to that deadline.
Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Numerous coat drives are offered throughout northern Minnesota as the inevitable winter approaches. Although the weather outside is unseasonably warm at the moment, now is the time to donate. Larissa Donovan has more.
Clean and gently used coats and other winter items will be accepted through Tuesday, October 7th, ahead of the United Way of Bemidji area's planned distribution of coats at First Lutheran the following Saturday. Winter gear for men, women, children, and infants can be dropped off at either Lucan's Village Food Store or Dress Club Cleaners downtown. The Brainerd YMCA and Knights of Columbus are accepting donations for children's outerwear in the Brainerd area through October 8th. The Coats for Kids distribution will take place October 18th at the Westgate Mall. The United Methodist Church of Grand Rapids is hosting the Open Door Coat Rack, an annual event sponsored by area churches and volunteers. Donations of clean, gently used outerwear on hangers will be accepted at the church beginning Saturday, October 18th, with a two-day distribution starting Wednesday, October 22nd. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
The Minnesota Department of Transportation is starting a pavement resurfacing project on Highway 2 in Cohasset on Wednesday. Work will be taking place between East Bass Lake and Pin Cherry Roads. Motorists can expect lane closures and shifts, and work is expected to be complete on October 10th. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources State Forest Nursery will open seedling sales for spring 2026 at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Landowners across Minnesota can order native bare root tree seedlings for their properties. This year, the DNR is launching a new online ordering system. Seedling sales remain open through April 3rd or until stock is sold out. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Rhett Miller releases his 10th solo album, A Lifetime of Riding by Night, later this month. So today, listening back to a session we recorded with Rhett back in 2022 in front of a live World Cafe audience. Enjoy. Even though his new album is called The Misfit, Rhett Miller sounds like he's found exactly where he belongs. Written and recorded relatively quickly in upstate New York, the new songs are warm and thoughtful. They also glow with the contented energy of an artist who's established himself, but still finds the freedom to experiment and play. Today, you'll hear Rhett Miller perform some of those songs from that just-released album in front of an audience at World Cafe Live. And we talk about the making of the record, how much he missed live performance, his side hustle as a children's author, and lots more. Rhett begins with the song Already There from The Misfit. Rhett Miller, live from World Cafe.
Getaway car took us this far before she gave up the ghost. 8,000 feet and the stillness is complete. Still a full day from the coast. Give me a home where the buffalo roam and the dear girl sleeps till noon. And the nylon strings and the campfire sings, crackling neath the light of the moon. We landed here by accident. Perhaps there's no such thing. Miles away on the alpine air. I'm not going crazy, baby. I'm already there. I lost my pride in the great divide. With you, we're a couple of leaves in a great big sea of trees. Falling is what we do. We landed here by accident. Perhaps there's no such thing. Miles away on the alpine air. I'm not going crazy, baby. I'm already there. by accident. Perhaps there's no such thing. Hear the silence miles away on the alpine air. I'm not going crazy, baby, I'm already there. I'm not going crazy, baby, I'm already there.
Rhett Miller performing in front of a live World Cafe audience. That song called Already There. It's from his new solo album, The Misfit. Rhett, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back here with you, Raina. This is great.
Last time we spoke to each other was on screen. This is our first time meeting in real life.
Yeah, you're much cooler than I expected.
Hey, you too.
I actually knew you were super cool already.
Oh.
You're doing a great job, by the way. This is a storied tradition of hosts, and you are killing it.
Well, thank you. And I that means a lot, especially because you've been doing your own interviews. I mean, you were very busy during the last couple of years. You were podcasting, doing live stream performances when you couldn't tour. Performing in front of an audience on a stage is a very different thing than performing in front of a camera and a screen. How did performing for a camera help shape this new album?
When you're in front of an audience, it can be terrifying, right? People always say, oh my God, do you get nervous before a show? And I used to say no, because that's a story we tell ourselves, right? Like when you're about to go on stage, you have to deny anything that could weaken you. But of course you get nervous. So yeah, I love going in front of an audience and knowing that there's no safety net. You have to do it right there in real time. When you're playing in front of your computer, and there's no living creature in the room except like a 5-year-old toy poodle named Ziggy who's behind you on the couch sleeping, which I feel like is very rude, honestly. Like, there's a lot of room there. So I have these notebooks filled with cheat sheets. And I've got a music stand that's between me and the camera out of sight. And you can pull out any song. And I can play any song from my catalog. And I did, during the pandemic, play every single song from all 12 Old 97s albums, all 8 of my solo albums, a bunch of outtakes. I learned covers. I love that. And so there's been a lot of silver linings in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And on this record, I mean, you were able to experiment with some different sounds than maybe your audience might be used to from you. And right now we're hearing your live performances on a guitar. But for people who haven't heard the album yet, tell us about what kind of sounds you were drawn to, what kind of experimenting you did.
So I made this record in the newly built home studio of a really cool young, I call him young, he's younger than me, producer, Sam Cohen, who originally, like me, hails from Texas. He does a lot of records by really cool young artists that get a lot of great publicity for good reason, like the Kevin Morby album that just came out. And we had worked together once before, and that was a more traditional arrangement where he brought in a rhythm section, and then he played guitar and keys, and the rhythm section, which was so great, played this really kind of fat rhythm, and I would play acoustic, and we would play like a band. But for this record, because of the pandemic, and also because he and I had toyed with this idea over the intervening years, what if we did an album that was similar in structure to what Bowie did during his Berlin years with Brian Eno? It doesn't sound like that, except for maybe a few places, but where he would be the band, and he and I would collaborate on writing the songs, and I would then be the singer and kind of the interpreter of these songs that were mostly mine. And so to watch Sam construct a song that we had just written that morning during the course of an afternoon, and then by that evening, we would have a rough mix of a song that didn't exist in some cases at all, but in most cases, I would just have a tiny scrap of an idea, and we would have a finished song recorded by that evening, and it was magical.
I mean, you and Sam are your neighbors, right?
Yeah, now we are. He's moved to Ackard, which is right over the mountain from my home in Gardner, New York, in the Schongunk Mountain Range.
Well, maybe you could paint the picture for us, because we're going to hear you play Follow You Home next. And your home is in the country. It's in upstate New York. What does home look like?
Boy, it's funny you asked that, because I think that was the last song we wrote for the album. And I think so much of that song came from my daily drive over the mountain to his house. And it was a 25-minute drive, but I went through one stoplight that whole time, and I drove past farms. I drove past the historic Mohonk Mountain House, which is a resort on top of the mountain, through the Mohonk Preserve. Some of the most beautiful places I've ever been, and I've lived there 19 years. And getting to really soak in my new hometown and see it from a different perspective as a commuter. So to be able to go every morning to work, it gave me a new perspective. And Sam had just moved in, so maybe that brought some of the freshness to my perspective of our area. And I think that was what contributed a lot to this song, which is, it's very dreamy. I think something about waking up and driving over the mountain to make art, it contributed to this feeling of, like, is this my life, or is this a dream? Is it both? Because it's pretty kick-ass.
I'm speaking with Rhett Miller on World Cafe. Rhett, whenever you're ready, love to hear you perform Follow You Home.
I feel so broke up that I float upstream. Tried living in the moment. I was living in a dream. Yeah, I was living in a dream. And the darkness stretches, and the engine revs, and I'm by your side now. But you're someone else. Follow you home in the whole wide world. Follow you home. Broke down, so I float downstate. Tried dreaming for a living, and it worked out great. Yeah, it worked out great. I was living in a dream. Yeah, I was living in a dream. Follow you home in the streets alive.
Here we go. This is called Beautiful Life.
Gotta get a diagnosis. Is this psychosis? I need her in massive doses. Ooh, she don't know this yet. She's gonna let me in. She's gonna let me in. Sitting over there in a sundress, she's gonna undress with me, even though I'm a hot mess. In a cold sweat, she's gonna let me in. She's gonna let me in. And it's gonna be of a beautiful life, a beautiful life, beautiful life. I wish I was a little bit bolder, and I'd already told her how I want to take her out and unfold her. I want to hold her, never let her go. I'm never gonna let her. But she's a stranger. I want to challenge her. I don't want to change her. But there's a danger in letting her in. I'm gonna let her. A beautiful life. Beautiful life. And it's gonna be, oh, be the beginning of a beautiful life. Life. Beautiful life.
Live for World Cafe in front of a real human audience, which is still very exciting. That was Rhett Miller playing a song from his new album, The Misfit. My name is Raina Duras. So the songs on this album came together quickly, but a lot of it sounds very mellow and contented. It doesn't sound rushed. I've talked to a lot of artists the last little while who've said that they
experienced a bit of a perspective shift. Well, they couldn't tour over the last few years, and the pace slowed down. Is that something that happened to you?
When it came to the music, I don't know if anything would have really slowed me down in terms of the way I perform, because I have a thing where there's a thing that you're always striving for in music called being like behind the beat, which is the equivalent of the musical equivalent of being cool, right? Like you're chill, take a breath, like you're just in the pocket. I'm never that. I'm always ahead of the beat. So say there's a one, I'm right before the one. Like everything I do, I think both maybe in terms of my career, but definitely in terms of the way I strum my guitar, the way I sing my lyrics. So when Sam was producing me, and he really did produce me almost as if I were one of the many instruments that he has mastered, he was like, nah, no, slow down, later, start the lyric later. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is who I am. Like, you are strangling the artist in me. He's like, no, that's the nervous kid that the artist in you is fighting with all the time. And so he didn't actually say that in that sentence, but he might as well have. And it was so good for me. Some of these songs, especially like when I play them for you now, there's no way I can get as far back into the pocket as Sam had me on the recording, because the little kid in me that's always impatient for what is next, he's pushing me to do the thing faster than I should be. And between the pandemic and Sam Cohen, I learned how to calm down a little bit.
I do want to talk about the little kid in you, because one of the other things that you did do over the last few years was write your second kid's book. It's called The Baby Changing Station. It's about a boy who finds a magical baby changing station. And when he puts his little brother on it, the changing station lets him trade his brother for all sorts of other objects. So first, I need to know what the inspiration for that was.
So I've got obviously these two kids, and they weren't always teenagers. Weirdly, they started out as like babies and infants.
So strange.
And toddlers. It was a whole progression. Anyway, when they were starting to be able to intelligently communicate, which thank God, we were reading a lot of Chel Silverstein and Roald Dahl, and I was on tour a lot. So I figured out if I told them that I was working on a book of children's poems, and it was a ruse, by the way, people, I would be able to keep them on FaceTime longer, because I'd say, today I wrote this poem for my kid's book called My Secret Karate, and I want to read it to you, and you can tell me what you think of it, and you can help me edit it, right? And give them like a feeling of agency and ownership. And like also, if I'm just reading them something I wrote or singing them, for instance, a song I wrote, they're over it. But if it's something where they get to tell me how I did it wrong, oh my God, they're on it. And so I would, you know, try these poems out on them. And they surprisingly had great feedback. And I didn't give them like co-writer credit or anything, but they were young enough to not sue me. And they wound up being a real inspiration in a lot of ways. And then once that book of poems, which is called No More Poems and came out a few years ago, once that was out in the world, I realized I like doing this. I mean, I love to rhyme. I love the idea that if you speak to kids intelligently, you assume a level of savvy on their part.
So you kind of mentioned this earlier, but other than writing about change tables, what creative muscle do you get to flex by writing children's books that maybe you don't get to use so much when writing songs?
There's a narrative component. Like, you have to always be aware of the story as it's happening, in a way that songs, you can just be like, I have no idea what this means. I have no idea what just happened. You guys figure it out. But with the kids' book, you know, even if you're talking up to them, you know, even assuming a level of intelligence, you still have to tell a compelling story. And in this case, you know, James is really put in a weird situation where he could have everything he wanted to get rid of this dumb little brother. And does he at the end? You'll have to buy the book to find out.
This is World Cafe. I'm speaking with Rhett Miller. You are going to perform one more from your new solo album, The Misfit. The song is called Go Through You. There's a line in this song that immediately caught my ear. They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. What made you change your mind on that old piece of wisdom?
So Something happens when you get older. A lot of things happen when you get older, and some things stop happening. But the thing, one thing that happens for an artist is you see, when you're young, a world of open doors. And as you go through them, you see like fewer and fewer. And then you get to a point where you kind of realize this is who I am. And it's not like, oh, everything that I've been through has made me some incredible powerhouse of a human being. You're just like, I don't know, this is where I wound up. And there's some things about it that I regret, but the things about it that I love outweigh the other things so powerfully, you know. I love where I've wound up. I love the life that I've built, even if I've somehow backed into it. And even though I drive myself crazy sometimes, and I wish I were more like in Beautiful Life, I wish I was a little bit bolder. You know, I wish I had done things differently. I wish I'd been kinder to people. I wish I'd been more forceful in demanding the things that I felt like I deserved, even though all those things are a moot point because this is who I am and this is where I am. And I had to go through all that to get here. And the idea that it made me stronger is a nice thing you can tell yourself, but it's just a story you tell yourself. You're just here and hopefully you're stronger. You're hopefully wiser. But regardless, every day you're sort of waking up and starting all over again. And I feel really, really lucky. But it's been a long and tricky journey. And I don't regret a minute of it in the end.
I'm glad that it brought you here. This is Rhett Miller live for World Cafe. Go through you.
All right, here we go.
It isn't easy loving you, but it's something that I gotta do. I thought so much of moving on, but what would I do once I'm gone? They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. If I'm gonna get to heaven, I'm gonna have to go through you. I keep driving off and turning around. I curse your name and kiss the ground. Beneath the feet that walk on me, am I in love or in misery? They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. If I'm gonna get to heaven, I'm gonna have to go through you. Maybe I'm a broken guy. I love you, but I don't know why. I'll try to fix things up with you. What else can I do? They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. I'm gonna get to heaven, I'm gonna have to go through you. 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 Through you.
performing in front of a live World Cafe audience. That was Rhett Miller. One more time. His new album is called The Misfit. Rhett, thank you so much for coming back to the World Cafe. I love to have you here.
Oh, Raina, thank you so much. And I can't wait to put out another record and come see you again.
Please do. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Right before the break here on World Cafe, you heard an encore with Rhett Miller about his album The Misfit that came out in 2022. He also talked about his work writing children's books. And if you'd like to hear him read from one of those books, you can. He brought one with him to the interview, and you can hear him reading it in an extended version of that session online in our archives at worldcafe.org. It was very, very sweet. You can check that out. Here's Traffic, Glad Freedom Rider on The Cafe.
Thank you.
Glad Freedom Rider. That was Traffic. Time for some disco next on World Cafe. I'm Raina. It is World Cafe. It may have seemed like a silly stunt at first, but in 1979, when the Chicago White Sox told their fans to bring their disco records to a game so they could blow them up in something called Disco Demolition Night, there was a lot more to the phrase disco sucks than just people not liking the music. Disco was a genre that came out of marginalized communities. It was from Black culture and gay culture. And the band Say She She say that this new song from them takes aim at the homophobia, misogyny, and racism in the Disco Sucks movement. And that specific event. Take a listen. It's Disco Life, Say She She.
Ground, burning pride. Four more steps into the light. get brown in the sunshine. Just bees and things and flowers. 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 Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine.
Everybody loves the sunshine from Roy Ayers. And that brings us to the end of this hour of World Cafe. You can find World Cafe on social media at World Cafe. Thank you so much to our affiliate stations who bring this show to you, including The Root, WITH-FM in Ithaca, New York. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and by the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
I am the one to.
Okay, this might be one of the longest album announcement to release dates you've heard in a while. Earlier this month, Gorillaz announced their new album, and it won't be out until March of next year.